Hi, this is a dictation for Lisa Genna, L-I-S-A-G-E-N-N-A. Lisa Genna is a patient for follow-up visit today on 5-3-2022. Date of birth is 6-25-69. Date of accident 1-11-2022. The patient is here for the following issues. She is suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders with radiation to the left leg anteriorly and posteriorly up to the knee. Along with, she is suffering from headaches. Initially, she had an accident where she was a driver and somebody did a T-bone on the driver's side. And although the car is not total, the patient started having headaches along with dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, loss of memory, nightmares, fearful of the event, nausea, and vomiting. The patient was initially seen on 2-9-2022 and has been doing physical therapy all along since that time. She is also found to have sacroiliac or tailbone joint inflammation along with shoulder and the left shoulder and left hip involvement. She's trying acupuncture, chiropractor also. She's trying multitude of treatments. She also has element of TBI for which she was referred to neuropsych for evaluation. And she was also referred for brain injury diagnostics center for evaluation for brain injury. Pain level is reported to be between 6 and 8. However, there is no numbness or tingling or any other radiation except for the left thigh. 20% relief has been obtained so far with the various treatments. In the system review, patient reports the general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the neurology and psych, patient reports that she is suffering from difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, and PTSD as well as chronic fatigue. The patient, however, denies any dizziness, vertigo. She denies any major headaches. They have much less in frequency. She denies any vision disturbance or any other issues. Pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the left shoulder, neck, and lower back, as well as pain in the stiffness and pain in the neck and lower back, mid-back, and left shoulder. Some pain in the left hip is reported as well. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowels or stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence, the urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that their pain level has remained the same. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any of the trauma are reported. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 131 over 94, pulse is 66, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 4-5-2022. Dictation number is 0408-049. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue the physical therapy as therapy has been helping her significantly. 2 times per week with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient should continue her home exercise plan, McKenzie exercise plan. She should continue on disability for work, housework, transportation. She is advised to continue her chiropractic treatment and acupuncture. A local heat, infrared heat, and various yoga exercise for various postures. Medication-wise, she has been advised to continue Celebrex 200 mg daily, along with Tizanidine 4 mg capsule for muscle relaxation, and Lunesta 1 mg for sleep, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Lidocol patch 2, and Tylenol with codeine 30 tablets number 4 are provided for pain relief. The patient is otherwise stable, and the patient should continue neuropsych evaluation and further treatment, as there is an element of brain trauma. The patient is otherwise overall quite stable, and he has a multi-level disc bulge in the cervical spine at 4 levels, and in the lumbar spine there is a herniated disc at T12 and L1 and bulging disc at L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1 with a mild neuroforamen and aberrant. Patient is advised that after 6 months of therapy, if she still has residual pain in the neck and the lower back, then one can consider having a injection treatment with cortisone and epidural system. And most likely she doesn't require any surgery, but if the pain is not completely relieved with injection treatment, then she will be definitely referred to a surgeon for evaluation. The patient agrees with the protocol, treatment protocol, and thank you.